I'm John Aran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
King, I've seen a couple of tweets recently that are reinvigorating my feeling about one of the quarterbacks that I was hoping was going to do well in the NFL. Actually, two, for that matter. One just came down from Chase Daniel, who said Zach Wilson was perfect in 7-and-7 drills, arm strength, arm talent, and pushed the ball down the field, was really impressed with how well he's picking up the offense when I was in quarterback meetings last night. Will be interesting battle for quarterback two between Stidham and Wilson. That was one. And then Diana Rossini had a tweet that says, Bo Nix is a stud. He operates in this Sean Payton offense like a veteran. It would be a surprise if he's not starter week one. Zach Wilson is also having a great camp with the Denver Broncos. Strong arm, his throws on time, asking good questions. One coach told me he is rejuvenated. Never give up.
Those are two of your guys, man.
Don't give up.
You know what they say. If you got two quarterbacks, you don't have one.
Is that what they say?
That's what they say.
Really?
Yeah. You're a Broncos fan?
No, and this is the horrible thing, is that I am absolutely not. I can't stand the Broncos. And maybe one of the reasons is because your brother is such a massive Broncos fan.
Yeah, he's
a
loser. I would agree. Yeah, for sure.
I didn't say that. I just
I said it. Yeah, I mean, my brother, I've talked about him before on the radio. He's one of these guys that, you know, was so upset that Detroit wasn't very good, so I'm going to go root for Elway. And now he's got Bronco bed sheets. It's pathetic.
I know. It is pathetic. So I am not a Denver fan. I am a Zach Wilson fan. I'm a Bo Nix fan.
Why are you a Zach Wilson fan? Because he's got the thing for the moms?
No.
What? That's the reason. That's the first thing that comes to your mind.
I mean, why?
If someone's a Zach Wilson fan, they have to have, because they like that he's got a thing for moms.
Why else would anybody be a Zach Wilson fan? I mean, honestly.
I mean,
what else could be the reason? The guy likes mothers. I mean, that. What else?
Maybe his college career.
Look,
was
at
good.
My age, it's not a bad thing. Yeah, but right. I mean, no, that's not the reason. I was a Zach Wilson fan because during COVID, when all you got to see was BYU games on Saturday night.
Oh, okay.
I really respected his talent. I'm like, this guy's going to be great. And then he goes to the Jets, which is one of the worst teams you could go to at the time because they had no offensive line. Right. They had no weapons to work with. And he was in way over his head with a coach that didn't know what to do with a quarterback. And it was a mess. It was a disaster. It was never going to work out.
Okay, so then Bo Nix, what's the deal there?
I was a huge Bo Nix fan watching him play at Oregon. I'm like, this guy deserves more credit than what he's getting. And people would we get close to the end of the season, and then between the end of the season and the draft, it just people kept knocking him. Like, this guy's not good. They didn't include him in the top quarterback.
He was never talked about in the top quarterback.
I'm like, how is this guy not talked about? He played at Oregon where they play, you know, decent competition out there when you're playing against, you know, Oregon State and USC and Washington and, you know, all these teams had pretty good seasons last year and the last couple of years. And I just thought he was never getting his fair shake. And he was a guy that had mobility. He wasn't a running quarterback, but he was a mobile quarterback. Right. He'd buy himself extra time and would take off downfield and pick up big yards if he had to. But his arm, I thought, was great. So those are guys I latched on to early in the process of their respective drafts. And then, obviously, Zach Wilson had a disastrous career with the Jets, but I thought there was still talent there. So when I'm reading stuff like this, I personally, it warms my heart a little bit, saying maybe I wasn't wrong, dead wrong on him as a quarterback, that maybe there's still hope for him to be good in the league. And the Bo Nix stuff, people are really coming around on Bo Nix now.
You guys are like that? You want to get in at the ground level of a quarterback?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought I did. Mine was awful. Justin Fields. I thought Justin Fields was going to be a great quarterback.
I think he still can be a great quarterback.
I mean, I really like the kid, and he's so much fun to watch.
He is.
Is he even going to win the starting job in Pittsburgh? Who knows?
He might. And King's guy was Trey Lance.
Oh, yeah, that's a bad one.
But King also has his backup is Anthony Richardson.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's his ride or die right now. But
we stay healthy.
But we don't forget.
No, these are just personal things that we, like, hopefully we don't look completely horrific on, and you're going to swing and miss. I mean, it happens all the time, but that's why Gator's bringing up the Bo Nix and Zach Wilson. That maybe it wasn't such a terrible call, right?
Maybe I can't evaluate quarterbacks.
Look at that. You can admit it. I like that. We every sports fan does it. Every fan does it. They pick a guy and then they watch their stats. And then when they peak, they make sure to tell everybody how right they were. Of course, they never say anything when the guy sucks.
No, I'm willing to admit there's some holes in the game.
Want to forget the wrong ones.
What's Doug's? Doesn't Doug...
He was wrong about Malik Willis.
Malik Willis is his. Yeah.
Ooh, that's a bad...
Yeah, we all had... That's like, really was it the same class?
It was close. It was wrong,
but
yeah.
Isn't there a guy that Doug refuses to give credit to despite being really...
Tua Tagovailoa.
He's pretty good.
Speaking of picking guys, this just came across. Don't check Twitter or anything right now. I want you guys to take a guess real quick. Adam Schefter just tweeted this out. This actor will play NFL legendary coach and broadcasting icon John Madden in the upcoming biopic.
I already know. Madden.
Okay, let me ask Gator then.
Yeah. I mean, this came out yesterday.
We just tweeted out 3 minutes ago. I don't know.
Someone who's going to play Madden, huh?
Yeah. It makes absolutely zero sense.
That's why I'm bringing it up. I'm sorry. I didn't know it came out yesterday.
Interesting. And it makes no sense. Well, that's going to
no
throw me off the trail.
No sense whatsoever. Like, it's not John Daly, right?
Well, he's an actor, first of all.
That's fair, but he kind of looks like John.
He brings up.
Kind of looks like John Madden.
Maybe John Goodman would have been a better...
Ooh, that's
like,
a good
John
one.
Goodman,
yeah,
would been, okay, John yeah, Goodman would have been a legit
Let's
answer.
Let's just go with John Goodman then, okay?
Right. Although John Daly does look
it's
like
it's not John Goodman is what you're saying.
Yes.
Is it an actor at least?
Yes. Oh, yeah. He's a very famous actor.
Yeah, very famous.
Very famous.
Some people hate him. Some people love him. Most people hate him.
So you're covering Madden. I mean, I don't know. How old they have to be to cover Madden? Are we looking at broadcaster Madden? Are we looking at like head coach?
It's head coach, and it's also in the video game. It's like a biopic that covers him as a coach and him with the making of the game.
That's a lot of years to cover. So
you know they have this thing called Makeup Gator.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. It's a lot of years to cover, so it's probably a younger actor. I shouldn't say younger. Like when I think of John Madden, I think of like 75-year-old John Madden.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking of somebody that's going to be younger than that. So I don't know, maybe 50s or something like that.
Just rattle off some names, man.
Name.
Yeah.
Owen Wilson.
Keep going.
Not bad. Not bad.
Not bad though, actually.
Actually, yeah.
Not bad.
I would have said Philip Seymour Hoffman, but he's dead.
Ooh, that's a good one.
He would have been great as John Madden. I could see that. Yeah.
Can I give you a hint? You take the face off. Face off.
Come on.
You just gave him the answer.
Well, it could be one of two guys.
Yeah. Which one you got?
Well, it ain't going to be Travolta.
How do you know?
Are you serious? Nicolas Cage is going to play John Madden? Yeah. Nicolas Cage.
Yeah, the afternoon show did a whole bit about it. You know, like apparently the next thing is David Hatchett Hall will play Eric Montross. Like the complete opposite, right? Like Rico Beard
Doug
is going to play Donald
Doug
Trump.
Denzel Washington.
Denzel Washington. If you had to ask Doug, that's what he would say. Denzel, because he always
that's
says
the
Denzel.
Only actor he knows.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's astounding, an astoundingly bad casting call. I'll say it right now. That sounds terrible. That doesn't make any sense. Nicolas Cage is John Madden.
That's right.
That's weird.
Yeah. By the way, Adam Schefter. Believe it or not, maybe why he was so late on the news, he was at the Springsteen concert yesterday with Stoney. True story.
They didn't go together to the Springsteen.
But they were at the same concert. Woj was there too, not with Stoney, but with Schefter. And Jeff Passan was there too.
Not Wojo, Adrian Wojnarowski.
Correct. Yes. The Woj, not the guy I work with.
Was this like a Swifty thing or something? Are these?
I don't know. I just saw a picture. I'm surprised Stoney didn't try to walk up to them.
Don't put it past him.
He probably did.
Stoney could find out.
He probably did.
He's got a radar for those things. 248-539-9797. This is 97.1, The Ticket.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent,
and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media.
So be sure to follow and listen to the Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.